B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rat Party Podcast, brought to you by Plato's Closet. Looking for clothes?
Plato's.
Go to Plato's.
They don't sponsor that, do they?
No, they don't, but they sponsor
the entire studio.
Yeah, we're pretty much inside of Plato's Closet.
There's Plato's Closet microphone flags, Plato's Closet sign behind me.
I just get jealous when I hear other podcasts and they're sponsored by, like, Squarespace. Looking to build a website? Go to Squarespace today.
Yeah, but I heard they basically give those away.
What do you mean?
Like, I talked to somebody about advertising on podcasts, and I said, I was listening to a podcast, and they said, the podcast is brought to you by American Express. And so I said, why doesn't our show, the Roy Marin show, in a top 20 radio market, not have American Express? She goes, oh, they don't pay anything.
What, he's just doing the commercial for fun?
No, I guess it's just not worth the company's time to go after that money. Like, whereas a podcaster from their basement was like, I'll take that $10 a month.
Oh, something small. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have pretty big roots here at the Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show.
And we should. The other thing we have are maps. Maps of the United States. And our friend Nicole is here, producer Nicole. Hello.
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 How do you feel after filling out the map today? How many states did you fill out in that blank map of the U.S.? Correctly.
Not a lot.
Do you remember the number? Loren's not here, by the way. She's at a client
14.
Meeting. But
I got 14, but I just got confused on two of them. So really, I know 16.
Which two confused you?
I think Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah. I didn't understand why they were like that on the map. Because that's not where they're placed.
So the map that we printed out, which Roy, you have right in front of you.
Yes, it has Alaska off the shore of Texas, where Mexico is, and it has Hawaii and the Gulf of Mexico on this map.
Right, and I can see where you might think that that's like Cuba.
So I legit know where 16 are, but I've already set a reminder on my phone. A month from now, I'll be able to know all 50. I'm going to learn them.
I would have.
How many did you get?
31.
Okay. You each had, by the way, for those people that didn't listen to the show, they each had 3.5 minutes on the air today to fill out a blank map.
That's what I was about to say. If I had more than 3 minutes and I wasn't rushing and not under the pressure, I probably would have been able to get more.
Which ones did you go? Where did you go wrong?
I went wrong. You know, I put Louisiana where Arkansas was, like a stupid mistake like that. And then I pretty much had East Coast down locked. This isn't mine, by the way. It's a blank.
That's okay. I just want to see.
And then when it got towards the middle part, like I switched around Arizona and New Mexico, you know, like a simple thing.
Yeah.
And then the middle states where it's just blocks, that's where things got a little wishy-washy, Wyoming, et cetera.
So I'm going to draw my trip across country for you and where I lived. And this is why I got 50 out of 52 states.
There's not 52 states.
Right. That's right, Roy.
What?
There's not 52 states.
I don't know. Don't entertain that.
This is my trip across the country. I am drawing it.
Draw.
As they say. And I went back to New Jersey, and then I went to Memphis. And then I went to Charlotte. So there's no reason why I shouldn't know all 50 states, because that's how I've traveled across the country.
Yeah, you've been to just about all of them.
Yeah. I've lived in Arizona. I lived in Arkansas. So when you live in Arkansas, you know that Louisiana's below you and Missouri's above you and Tennessee's next to you. When you live in Arizona, you know you share borders with Mexico, New Mexico, and yes, people, there is a New Mexico. Utah, Nevada, California, and then California, you know, Oregon. Like, you just learn it. Now, I'll tell you the one thing that was really cool, Loren, was when I traveled through Wyoming. And it was cool because I stopped to go to the bathroom at a truck stop.
Why'd you pause?
To get a reaction from her. I got no reaction.
Well,
I don't think she finds my story anywhere near as cool.
No, it's fine.
But watch, I'm going to spice it up.
Okay.
I got out, and there was a dog who was wandering around by a trash can.
Oh, it needs to be rescued.
I thought the dog needed to be rescued in Wyoming. And then it turns out that, no, it was a trucker's dog. Mm. And the trucker said that that was his favorite truck stop and that he adopts dogs. ASPCA, spay and neuter, you know, things like that.
Did you make this up to grab my attention? Because I did put my phone down.
Yes, I did. No, I was just going to say the cool thing, Roy, is on Route 80 in Wyoming, it's so flat and so windy out there that they have huge barricades up on the sides of the roads on either direction on Route 80 to prevent wind from tipping over the trucks.
Really?
They're wind barriers. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
I mean, find that to be pretty interesting. Yeah, I knew you would.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't realize that trucks were flipping over randomly because it's so windy. I know that happens up here on 77 going up the mountain in Virginia.
Yeah.
I know it happens there.
Because of the wind?
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, how many states have you been to, Roy?
I've been pretty much up and down the East Coast.
New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania.
Not Massachusetts. I think I stopped as far as New York. But like Pennsylvania down.
Yeah.
I've been to Maryland. I think I've been to Rhode Island.
Ask me.
I'm coming to you.
I've been to all the southern states, been to Florida, been to California.
Yep, you went west.
Been to Louisiana.
For what?
New Year.
Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans, mm-hmm. Yeah. Went to Chicago many times.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee.
Vegas, never been to Vegas.
Never been to Vegas. I really want to go to Vegas, though. I'd love to get hammered.
Tennessee,
to
you've been to?
Been to Tennessee.
Yep.
Never been to Arkansas.
Kentucky?
Been to Kentucky many times, yep.
West Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But never Alabama or Mississippi.
I think I've been in Alabama, and I don't know about Mississippi.
Okay. Nicole, the states you've been to.
I've been to the Mississippi River.
That counts. What, two?
I've been to two.
North and South Carolina?
Yep, and here's my
map. Traveled to other states.
Look at her map.
I have a map because my decade resolution is to visit all 50 states. And right now I'm at two.
You went? Didn't you go to Chicago with us for boot camp?
Last decade.
Oh, you've only been to two states this decade.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. So,
well,
so,
this decade I've only been to.
Well, yeah, I'm not counting this decade either.
But that's my goal, because a lot of states that I've been to, like I've been to, I know the cities. So I've been to a lot of different places, like when I was a kid. But I don't remember that. So
at one point you called a Philadelphia state.
Anyways, so now that I'm an adult, I want to travel to all 50 states this decade. So I'm counting, and right now I'm at two, and I just booked a trip to Portland to see my best friends.
I think you can skip Montana, to be honest.
No, Montana's beautiful.
Yeah, that's where David Letterman retired.
There's a lot of...
I get it through photos.
There's a lot of places.
There's quite a few states. Like, I have no desire to go to the Dakotas. None. Don't really have a desire for Idaho.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Idaho, I was offered a job in Boise and turned it down. I haven't been to either of the Dakotas, and I'm dying to go to the Dakotas for some reason. Like, I really want to go I really want to go see Mount Rushmore. I don't know. I feel like that would be.
Is that there? I don't even know.
It's in South Dakota, I think.
Yeah.
And I really just want to go see the mass of it.
You know, like, South Dakota has more tourism than North Dakota.
I believe that. It's
got Mount Rushmore.
Why go north when you can just stop in South Dakota? I'd never been to Minnesota.
I've never been to Minnesota. But again, I don't have a desire to go.
Never been
to
Wisconsin.
Don't have a desire
to
go.
Maine, I hear, is beautiful, by the way.
I do want to go to Maine. Yep.
Been to the New Hampshire and the north, the Vermont.
I wouldn't mind going through there.
I'll tell you what's a desert, and it's just as awful as New Mexico. I'm sorry. I hear Santa Fe is really nice. I've never been, but I drove through New Mexico, and I was like, did they forget to build out here when they were making the U.S., because the U.S. is beautiful, you know, from coast to coast, north to south, and then all of a sudden you just hit nothing.
Yeah, it's just dirt.
Yeah, it really is.
And snakes. I want to go to Texas really bad.
I've been to Austin.
Is it fun?
It is, but I will say, like, because I went there for a music festival, and one of my friends actually lives in downtown Austin, so it was really cool to be able to experience, but it's really just... a glorified Asheville. Like,
okay, I can see that.
Austin.
So, yeah. So, like, I can understand the hype on it, but I went for, I think it was like a 3-day weekend. I don't need to go back. You know, like, that's not, whereas I've been to other places where I'm like, I want to go back there. So that was more of a like one and done type thing for me.
I've been to Nashville many times, and every time I go to Nashville, it's fun.
Yeah, Nashville's a great. Yeah. Nashville's like Charlotte, but with music.
I'm trying to decide where to see Halsey and Black Bear, because Halsey's going on concert, and she's coming here, but she's not going to be here with Black Bear. So I'm either going to see her in Nashville or see her in Denver. And right now, I'm...
You could drive to Nashville.
I know, but right now I'm thinking of Denver, because how amazing would it be to see your two favorite artists at Red Rocks?
What's Red Rocks?
It's an awesome natural outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah, it's like world famous.
I don't know of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Dave Matthews concerts that come out of the Red Rocks.
I know
Pearl
Red Rocks
Jam,
Cafe.
I think, played there. Yeah, Red Rocks Cafe is good.
Here in Charlotte.
Right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Rob,
okay,
the owner. Hey, which state, see the two states that I put an X on, Missouri and Kansas? Which state do you think is the heartland, like the center of the country? I'm showing it to Nicole.
Kansas.
Do I think is the...
Wait, which one's which?
Which one's which?
Kansas is further west.
I'm trying. What's your question? You want me to? Like,
These two states are fighting over the heartland. One of them has the heartland state as their license plate, and the other one claims that they are the heartland.
I think the
they're
the middle of the country. Us.
Well, Kansas is in the middle of America.
The
and
one on the right.
Kansas is the one on the left.
Kansas is the one that's further west.
Yeah, so I want the one further east.
Man, Missouri.
Yeah.
No,
I think that's the heartland.
I'm going to say Kansas.
Kansas?
Yeah.
I don't know. I literally, you know what, it's almost like it's right on that border, like right in between is like the middle of the country. But yeah, if you go out that way to the Midwest, there is arguments over who is the heartland state.
Wouldn't it be annoying to live in
Ford country?
Would it be annoying to live in Kansas with all the tornadoes?
I don't know. I mean,
is it like one of those, like the chances of my house getting hit's pretty slim? Is that what that is?
It's weird. If you've never lived in the Midwest, it's weird because I lived in Arkansas and Memphis. And when I moved from New Jersey to Arkansas for the first time in 1998, and there was a tornado siren, and you're watching like a football game, and all of a sudden they cut in and they're like, okay, if you're in Pulaski County, you need to get under cover, like get somewhere safe. And that was my county.
Mm-hmm.
And you look outside, and it's not raining and it's just eerie. And the rest of Arkansas was moving on, and Pulaski County could care less. And I'm like, what's wrong with you people? And they go, oh, yeah, no, the siren goes off a lot. It doesn't necessarily mean there's a tornado right on top of you. But if the siren goes off in Pulaski County, if there's a tornado anywhere in Pulaski County, the siren goes off.
That would concern me.
That concerned me, Roy. I was outside of my underwear trying to find shelter. That's a whole nother story.
Were you naked?
No, I was in my underwear. And then same thing in Memphis. Like, Amanda could care less about the tornado siren. That's where she was born and raised, and it went off. And, you know, they were like, if it's serious, like, we'll know.
Really?
Yeah.
By what? Your roof ripping off? Is that when you're going to know?
Yeah, like, I guess that was a serious one. But if you're listening to this podcast, you live in the Midwest, you know that to be true. Some people are just more weather aware, like Amanda, and a lot of people are just like, hit me when it's next to me.
I guess.
And that's how tornadoes are.
A hurricane
will take up much more of an area. A tornado could be like, hey, your house is destroyed, but the house next to you isn't.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's up. We had a tornado in Charlotte. It hit like Microsoft office, and then it like went up South Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't cause that much damage. But.
Yep. But the thunderstorms are way more intense.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. I don't know if I have a desire
to go out to the Midwest. I don't know. Like I said, I think I really do. I lived in Arizona, but I really do want to give like New Mexico. Like I hear good things about Santa Fe and Albuquerque. And in fact, Andrea, we should get her in here on the podcast.
Oh, is she from Albuquerque?
Yeah.
I want to go to the Grand Canyon. I want to go to Niagara Falls. Oh,
that's so annoying.
I had a teacher who did that. All right, put your pens down.
Where they need to like drink water. It's like cotton mouth.
Yeah. Probably drank too much the night before.
Yeah.
I'll bust it up.
I was supposed to do the Midwest van trip this this spring.
Yeah, but you have a job. Well,
have you noticed that the Midwest...
Well, that was going to be my vacation.
...isn't in the Midwest? It's actually in the East. Look at your map.
What do you mean?
Look at your map. Midwest.
Right, break my map back out, people.
The Midwest states, which we can all agree are...
Missouri, Kansas.
Illinois, Indiana. That's all.
I don't know if I would consider Indiana the Midwest.
It is.
But I guess you're right.
That shit's east.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Midwest is a huge chunk. That's where all the voters are. Everybody's like, oh, the Midwest, yeah. The voting in the Midwest.
Wisconsin is east. Look how far east it is.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, the mid is like Kansas, Nebraska. And if it's Midwest, then I'd even say like Colorado's Midwest, right?
Yeah.
Wyoming's Midwest.
Where's Colorado on this map, Nicole?
Let's see. This is California.
Yep.
Which means this
she's working her way over.
Nevada.
Very good. Las Vegas.
That's Nevada, which would make Colorado.
Well, you go skiing after you go to the...
Up here?
Oh, boy.
No, that's Idaho.
This?
That's Arizona.
This?
That's Utah.
No.
You're close to Utah.
The wrong direction.
You're close,
this?
Though.
That's Colorado.
Yeah.
This is Colorado?
Colorado's the squariest one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Utah's the one with the little hook up top.
Okay. Sure. So,
all right. Good.
But that's Midwest.
I'm glad you learned. That might be considered West. Like, Oklahoma might be the cutoff to Midwest.
Oklahoma may be the cutoff?
Yeah, because I know there's, like, Southwest is where Arizona is.
But to me, Oklahoma's mid. It's just centered.
But Oklahoma might be the cutoff. And then, like, Colorado's not Midwest, I don't think. That just might be.
But can we all agree that West is, like, towards California?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, who?
How about this? There's Mountain Time, too.
Yeah. There's Central Time, Mountain Time, Pacific Time.
I want Mountain Time. You just sound cool.
I think it's cool when some counties don't observe the certain time zones things. And so, like, you can go grocery shopping in a totally different time zone.
Yeah, right? I know. I'd be like, sorry, it's an hour behind. Was I supposed to get on this call? Yeah. All right. We hope you enjoyed the geography podcast today.
Yeah. Eighth grade social studies.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.